This is Luxury.
And Diallo,
the hosts of One Song. Shout out to U.S. Soy and the United Soybean Board for supporting this podcast and for giving our recording studio a sustainable makeover.
Just like music is made of notes and beats, each eco-friendly choice we make contributes a single note that completes the overall melody. That's why Heartbeat and U.S. Soy are teaming up to lead the discussion around greening Hollywood. We're talking slashing the carbon footprint of production with soy-based alternatives like soy-based inks for printing scripts, soy foam for soundproofing studios, and even biodiesel generators to power sets.
To see our podcast studio transformation, watch the Tears for Fears episode of One Song and see behind-the-scenes clips of how we pulled the whole look together. It's all on @HeartbeatAudio on YouTube, and the link is in our show notes.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
And now, join Kevin Hart as he dives into the minds of some of your favorite celebrities. This is Gold Mines with Kevin Hart.
What up, world? You already know what it is. It's another episode of Gold Mines, and what do we do here? Well, we get inside the minds of amazing people. And by the way, guys, go look at the history, man. So many amazing minds we have had. And it's a beauty. It's a beauty when you can look back. Well, you can look back and you can see the thing that represents the machine that we've built. And by we, I'm talking about myself and I'm talking about you. It's not just for me, it's for us. We're family now. We're a gold mine family. And today, oh my God, it gets bigger, it gets better. It gets bigger, it gets better because legend is not a good enough word. I think I have to say icon. And I have to say icon. Not because it's a feeling, but now because it's like, it's truth. You have individuals that have touched the business that I currently work in, that have done so much for so many, and that have like paved the way for so many more. And that presence and that aura is something that is just talked about. And if you come across these type of individuals, it's a moment that you have to hold on to. So gold mine listeners, hold on to this moment and remember this moment. Because, oh my God, we got Patti LaBelle on the show. Holy cow. A Philadelphia icon, an icon in general. And I get to say that she came on Gold Mines and allowed me the opportunity to celebrate her in full. Patti, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, and I'm so happy to be with you.
Well, first of all, my mom would pop me in the mouth. I should not be calling you Patti. I want to say Miss Patti, and I apologize.
But I know you always mean well whenever you call me. I know.
Yes.
Patti or Patti with you, okay?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say Miss because I don't want my mom sending a hard hand down from the heavens above and knocking me upside my head. I want to say and start off by saying you look absolutely amazing, breathtaking. You are, and it's insane. Insane. I'm talking hair fried, dyed, laid to the side. I'm talking makeup flawless. Patti, how are you doing it? What are you doing to still carry yourself with such an aura?
I have a great team with me. Without them, I look like an old man. You know?
Stop it. Stop it. Yeah, I'm not letting you say that. Stop it.
Kevin, I'm blessed to wake up looking decent. But when I call my peeps, they come excited to slide and slide.
Oh, my goodness.
And make me beautiful and make me feel good. I have a great people around me at all times. And I'm just loving you and everything you've done and everything you're going to do. It's like I'm proud of you, like you're my Philly son. It's like,
oh, my God.
I have so much love and respect for you. And see, sometimes I feel like crying. because I know how hard it is. Mm-hmm. And today is one of those emotional days for me. And I kept saying to everybody, I'm afraid to talk to Kevin because I don't know what I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
It never gets too big for me. You know, I'm always trying to live.
You know, the emotion, it's mutual, right? And when you say like a Philadelphia mother, I just want to say there's an aura that you have about you that brings such a calm and comfort to people that you come across. And there's an energy, right, that you either have it or you don't. And it's a cultural thing, right? For Black women to warm a room at the volume in which you do. And when there is a moment of a hug or an embrace or a simple touch, it's something that you transfer. It's something that you give off. And it's bigger than just the, you know, it's bigger than the fame. It's bigger than the star attached to you. There's an amazing heart inside the person that you are. And what I want to ask you is like, how have you maintained that, right? Because as you talk about it being so hard, as you talk about this being a business, like where you're always, you know, you're always trying and wanting to do more, but you know how hard it is. I can only imagine through the years how much wear and tear, you know, of emotion one would go through. For you, how have you managed that? How have you managed that and held on to the beauty of your heart throughout the duration of your career?
I just know how hard it is to get to where I am. I've not stopped growing. I'm continuing every day to be bigger than I am today. Tomorrow, I want to be bigger than this. And I want to be better than this. And no matter what I do, no matter what my age is, I don't feel old.
You shouldn't.
I don't feel like I'm a has-been, you know, because sometimes when you reach my age, I'll be 80 in May 24th. And then I wake up in the mornings, I said, what should 80 feel like? What should 79 feel like? And I have no answer for that. It's just that God's grace, I'm still here. And it's about my believing in somebody bigger than you and I. And that's what I do every day. And then I say, oh God, I'm in this position, which is a wonderful place to be. But at my age, they usually cut us off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm still sort of like trending and still there in people's face and in their eyesight saying, yeah, she's 79, but it doesn't matter.
No.
Age is a number. And then I have the greatest people around me. Like I said, if I had some sorry behind people around me, I'd be a sorry butt. But I'm always lifted by all of them around me, my publicists, my makeup, my hair, my son, Zori, who manages me, which is a very hard thing for him to do, managing his mother. You know, and he always makes the right decisions for me. I'll go left and he'll go right. And he's usually right. You know, so I listen to my management.
I want the listeners to really listen to what you just said, because it's so amazing to share such a bond of business, of course, love, with the one that you're closest to that gets to say, well, not only is my mom who my mom is, but I get the lucky responsibility of making sure that I'm working hard to put my mom in the best positions, the right spots for her. And in doing that, if my mom is happy, well, that's when I'm at my happiest, because that means I'm doing my job. That's an amazing thing for a son. And I can only imagine his happiness in doing the job, because the toughest days, although they may be tough, are not the toughest, because ultimately he's close to the one that he loves the most. And that's a beauty. That's a joy. My question for you is, I'm now 44, right? And I'm at a place now where I'm watching the next generation and the generation after come and embrace the thing that I love to do. And, you know, it's crazy to get to see the new approach to the craft, right? And new mm-hmm. talent and look and reflect of like, wow, I've been doing it for a long time that now I'm in a position where I'm able to look and have a POV, but I remember when it was different for me. How do you view the generations that you've been able to witness that have come into the world of music and you know had such a splash and an impact and you know watch the business change through the years. How do you feel about that, and is it something that you embrace and enjoy?
I embrace it every day. I have all of my little show business babies, you know, the Beyoncés, the Lattices, the Fantasias, the Ariana Grandes, all of these little girls come to me for advice. Mm. I went to see Lettucey 3 nights ago in Philly.
Oh my God.
Played, and she always remembered a lot of things that I would tell her when she was first starting. A lot of things I said, girl, I've been there, burn that t-shirt, and I'm here to give you any information you need. So she calls me all the time for information. And I have to give it up and make sure they make, sometimes I hope it's the right move for them when I give them my info. And usually they call me back a year later or so and say, Mom, a lot of them call me Mom, what you told me worked. And that's my job I've been in this industry for like 60 years. And I know so many things that they're going to go up against. So it's not even young girls. Casey and JoJo's mother asked me a long time ago to watch my boys because they were on tour with me. And I had a lot of information to give them. It's not just ladies. It's guys. It's our people that I want mm-hmm. to get information that worked for me that might help them. So that's my job.
It makes me so happy because it's like, you know, for someone like you, there has to be joy. Like you saying your show business babies is so dope because mm-hmm. you mean it. And this is what I'm talking about when I say your aura, when I say like your heart, like to be able to give any type of information or any type of advice. I know the joy that you find in that, and to see them apply it to the craft brings you even more joy. Do you feel like music has made changes for the better, or do you feel like, you know, we're seeing a nice little wave of a return in a context of music that you can refer or understand more of? Or do you feel like, you know, with time, the changes are, and it's just like, it's not the same, but ultimately we'll get back to the same. Like, I feel like you go through peaks and valleys, but I want your take on that.
There are peaks and valleys. Okay. When I was doing it, I've been in the industry for 60 years performing. Back in the day when I was doing it, it wasn't as good as it is for the girls that are doing it now. Mm. You know, ladies are taking over. Mm-hmm. The men have to step aside sometimes lately.
Yes. Because
the girls are writing their beautiful music. They're performing. They're doing it well, and they're being recognized.
Mm-hmm.
When we did it, LaBelle, Sarah Dash, Nona Hendrix, and myself, and Cindy Birdsong, we were not really recognized. But now the girls are putting it in your face, but they're putting in talent, too. They're showing you that they can do whatever the other type of performer might do, like a different type of person. We have this thing as Black women and Black men that we work even harder than some folk.
Mm-hmm.
Not, it's a long time for us to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Lately of here, I've been seeing that we're being recognized more, which is wonderful. So it's on the good foot now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gold Mines with Kevin Hart. You can catch the rest of this episode exclusively on the SiriusXM app. We'll see you next week for a full episode of Gold Mines with Kevin Hart.
Gold Mines with Kevin Hart is a SiriusXM and Laugh Out Loud Radio production and executive produced by Kevin Hart, Mike Stein, Brian Smiley, Eric Eddings, and Eric Weil. Produced by Danny Sellers and Leslie Guam. Engineered by Danny Sellers.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.